attitude of bodhicitta and the kind of preciousness of this type of attitude. So the word that it uses here is like sort of a holy, or we could say precious. And so among all of the virtuous minds that we could generate, bodhicitta, this attitude of wishing to achieve supreme enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings, is the sort of supreme among those virtuous attitudes. It's the highest or the best, the most precious kind of attitude. And so here, Shantideva is expressing that he respectfully bows down to those who have given rise to this kind of attitude. So whoever has generated such a motivation, such a wish to benefit other sentient beings, is one that is worthy of our reverence, who has these kinds of incredible qualities. And so he first, in the first half of this, expresses bowing down or respectfully sort of paying homage to those in whom this precious attitude has been generated. And so once one has generated such an attitude, one becomes a bodhisattva, if you've generated it in a kind of uncontrived way. And someone who has given rise to such an attitude becomes like a spring of happiness, the source of happiness for all. In that, say, for example, if someone harms a bodhisattva, not only do they not retaliate against that person, but they actually strive to benefit them, to give them the highest happiness. And so in that way, those who have generated this attitude of bodhicitta, not only do they not have the sort of attitudes of wanting to harm others, but even their enemies, even those who show them harm, they wish for them to have this highest bliss. And so this type of attitude is extremely precious. And those who have generated that sort of attitude are a source of like happiness and refuge. And so here, describing these kinds of benefits of this mind, Shantideva expresses how precious and supreme this kind of attitude is.
Oh yeah, that in the Kala, Tindigi Tasim Dieta, Tindigi Kines, or Tash, Tindigi Sim Dia, and the Kantis Yungi Yoresina, Tasim Tachim Boti Gile Kibaina, Tini, the Kantar Dang, Chanjugi Sim Sied, Tachim Boyimba Yinzan, Tikibi Nimo Tenes Nita. 아니 삼이 유지 차기 차다 집이 유도 주어서요 가서 장주승기 편시디 장주승기 주나 깨지기 지대 가서 깨지기 가서 장주승기 주나 깨지기 거의 째려다 거의 째려다는 다른 냠단 가서 거의 째려다면 냠단 아니 다 간다 지대 삼이 집에 차제 줄을 쓰 장주승기 주나 깨지기 거의 째려다면 냠단 어려다 강다다 직대 삼이제비 차제 줄서 어다데 장주기 쌤께나 땡기 강사 삼이제비 차기 유도 주에데 가르레스나 쌤데 자친 보인자레 쌤데 어다 딘데기 쌤데다 깨발라 먼저 깨기 배전 체계기 요로 다 깨발라야 람상다 장주기 쌤께 요마라 톱 로부 톱자라 장주기 쌤께 요마라 딩년도 아니 장교에 로 장교에 망보 요라 오다 장주기 셈스에디 지당 장주기 셈스디 장주 텐도 녀와스 요래 장주 텐도 녀와 다 장주 텐도 녀와 짬 마세 아니 현된 텐도 녀와 강다장 장주기 셈데 조셈로 장주기 셈스에디 셈 조셈레 셈중레스나 조셈레 로와 조셈 인장 디기 콜라 셈중 아니 콜스오레 디기 콜라 dumba meba temba siye yunge ngaji nane dumba meba temba tingi zi xerab si yunge ngayi nane dumba seji yore chanju kisim de zosim digi dumba de karere si na chanju tendu nyewe dumba re oda di chanju kisim ki zosim ki korla chanju tendu nyewe dumba yinzang chanju kisim siye ki keche nyi de chanju tenye ki dumba yewa jikdang ani da shenten tenye ki dumba se, dumba nyi se, dumba nyi, dumba nyi, nika korda maare, shenten tenye ki dumba de gyuri. Oh, gyu shenten tendu nyewa le tenye, ani changju tendu nyewa re, changju tenye gyewa re. Oda shenten tenye ki dumba se na mindu shenten tendu nyewa se ya ki tati ningje de re, zo ningje de re, ningje ki shenten tendu nye gyo re. Ningje ki shenten tendu nye se di, shen dunga le chande. 자위 대바데 동아래 차와 대바대 닝제로와 어 현대 대 현대 텐두녀와함 현대 대바대 닝제 닝제기 현 심전 코와당에 숨기 동아래 차와 대바 인장 어다 대바 니요레스 장주기 셈라 등바 니라 때네 다 등바 니라 때네 제 대바 니라 아 장주기 셈스에 대 현대 텐두녀와대 줄라 공거래 대바대 줄라 아니 장주 텐도 녀와데 샘대기 충대를 샘대다 냠도 요 콜라요 어디니 중앙이나 아니 장주기 샘 깨기를 했어 어다디
소샘디 신들은 되니기로
어 조샘디 신들 되니기로 말해 장주기 샘 되니 다 조샘디 조샘 코로나로 장주 텀나 삼바지 마 조샘기 장주 토가 되기를 했으나 되기를 이나야 되니기 등발을 했으나 등발 말해 조샘대기 장주 토가 되기를 했으나 대기를 해서 장주 쓰면 됐고 장주 토바 대기를 이나야 토바 대비 딤바 쓰면 중 대리를 했으나 딤 말해 좋습니다 뭐 장주기 쓰면 됐 좋습니다 장주 쓰면 당 충댕기 딤바 지요래 대기 나 장주 텐도 얘기요래 해서 어다 대리
So here, then this kind of precious attitude as Shantideva State's leader, one becomes worthy of sort of praise and prostration from others. One who is thus given rise to this kind of attitude is one that is like the Buddha's heir, one that is worthy of reverence from others because of having generated this sort of precious attitude. And so here we talk about this precious kind of mindset of bodhicitta, but it's not something that we can just immediately give rise to. Rather, we have to develop this through training the mind. And initially, we need to look at the sort of causes that lead us to achieve this attitude of bodhicitta, this kind of uncontrived bodhicitta. So I'm here to get into a little bit of the kind of psychology of, or sort of a structure of the mind, according to Buddhists. This kind of attitude, and again, bodhicitta is an attitude of wishing to attain enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. And so in this case, the sort of what we call the main mind is the thought of, I want to achieve enlightenment. That sort of is the main kind of object of the main mind. But among what we call the sort of five object ascertaining factors, mental factors, there is one among those, and we can look at the various factors, but there's one among those that is called like aspiration. It's that sort of wishing, wanting to attain. And in this case, in the case of bodhicitta, it is that striving, the wish to attain enlightenment. And this kind of wish to attain enlightenment has as its cause the desire to be able to benefit other sentient beings. So that kind of desire or that striving, may I benefit others, is what acts as a cause for having this kind of aspiration of wishing to attain enlightenment. And in order to give rise to that wish to benefit others, we have to have generated an attitude of compassion, of looking at the kind of suffering state of sentient beings and wishing that they be freed from that kind of state of suffering. And so in order to have this kind of aspiration of wanting to benefit others that acts as the cause for the aspiration to attain enlightenment, one first needs to have this kind of attitude of compassion, and based upon training the mind in compassion, one can then generate this kind of aspiration to benefit others that acts as a cause for the aspiration to achieve enlightenment, which is characteristic of this attitude of bodhicitta. So we have this these sort of two compatible desires, wishing to benefit other sentient beings and thereby wishing to achieve enlightenment. And so the sort of main mind of bodhicitta is this thought, may I achieve enlightenment? And it has along with that, this kind of aspirational factor of wishing to achieve that state of enlightenment and wishing to do so for the benefit of others.
Oh yeah, today in that time, that the Changjuge Seminary, the Dimbani, the Tenegig, Dimbani, Dimbani, the Tsana, and Jagir, Dimbani, the Matana, Changjuge Seminary, that Changjuge Seminary, you saw the Dimbani, Shandin Tendon, you, Dimba, Shandin Tenegig, Dimba City. 先 동아다 장대기 뜀바데레 디 슈침보지 교기요레 동아다 장대기 뜀 떼바스나 드릴 뜀바스나 디 가레스나 동아다 차와 떼바데 닝제들어와 강다냐다 닝제 거래에서 돌티나다 샌데 텐도니 떼바 샌텐 텐도뇨 샌둥알라 차와 데비 데바직당 아니 장주 토바 데비 데바 다 데바니데 참고요 다 듬바니데 땅만도 지라 아 듬바니데 참나다 장주게 쌤 뉴르도 깨와 인장 되네 아 가르스 그랬다 만주 장주게 쌤 깨기기 옛날다 강답다 듬바니데 예바르도다 가르스 그래 참어 책이요 장주 되니기 듬바집 거기요래 장주게 되니기 듬바데 윤전 가르래 가르게 쳐도 거기요래 했으나 샌 샌덴도 아 듬바 당보디 주의 듬바데 미유 두비에게 쳐도 샌 샌덴 텐도 샌덴 두비에게 쳐도 샌 동안에 차와 대바 듬바테기 미유데 샌덴 텐도 니 미유스나 되게 샌 동안에 찬데기 닝지기 미유데 두비에게 쳐도 아니 장주데 텐도 얘기요 오다 강다장 남긴 간조 쓰기요 간대지 개와 간대지 이나야 듬바 가침보레 시에데 듬바 가침보레 듬바 체남 탐제 딤비 째라네 시다 간대지 두바 이나야 개위 차와 이나레 미개위 차와 차와 간대지 이나야 딤비 째라 조마레 그러와 대바 양나 딤비야 딤바 다 둠데 딤바 쓰오라 어 딤비 딤비 째라 조와 인상 다 장주기 쌤 깨기 이나 네바르크 딤바니데 다 깨기 탑시 치그레스 현대 텐도니 딤바직당 현대 둠데기 딤바직당 현대 둠투비에게 체도 아니 두비 체도 아니 장주테 텐도니 딤바니 오다디니 개교 강다장 아 딤바스에 답에 개첨부 쇼인장 남지스교라다 강다장 딤바메나 자와 융하게 자와 간대지이나 개위 자와 미개위 자와 간대지이나야 야가다 두바이나 간대지이나야 딤비 제라 조거로 어 딤바이나 자와데 두기레 딤바메나 자와데 두기 말에 다가나시 장주기 쌤스에 대한 딤바이나 단다 딤바니데 장주 장주라 딤비 딤바다 샌데라 딤비 딤바니데 예나 장주기 쌤 얘기를 되니면 얘기 매완다 다 딤바니데 개침부레 세워대죠
So here, it's on the basis of these two kinds of aspiration that we give rise to this attitude we call bodhicitta. So aspiring not just to be able to benefit other sentient beings, but out of that kind of aspiration, wishing to achieve the state of enlightenment. And so here, this is, again, these two are necessary in order for us to generate an attitude of bodhicitta, of having this kind of want, this striving for the benefit of other sentient beings, which is really an attitude of compassion, looking at sentient beings and wishing, desiring that they be freed from suffering. So that's the first kind of aspiration or desire that we have, based upon seeing the sufferings of sentient beings, wanting them to be freed from that. And then there is the sort of desire or the aspiration to have the means to actually benefit them, which entails achieving this state of enlightenment. And so if we want to quickly generate this attitude of bodhicitta, this attitude that is so precious and powerful and so forth, we need to develop these two kinds of aspiration. So this striving for the state of enlightenment is based upon having this sort of previous cause or the proximate cause of wishing to benefit other sentient beings, wanting for others to be free from their suffering and aspiring to be able to do that. And so in order to obtain that objective of benefiting others, we need to achieve this state of enlightenment. So here, again, it's said that in general, any sort of virtue, well, really any activity whatsoever, follows after our aspiration or our desire. So what we do with our body, speech, and mind, our activities, follow after what we want. That kind of is what drives us to do various activities. And so if we want to develop bodhicitta, if we see the benefit in that, then we need to make an effort at striving to generate these kinds of aspirations. Having the aspiration to benefit other sentient beings, and out of that aspiration, the wish, the desire to attain enlightenment. So this is what should motivate our activities, and in this way, these two aspirations or wants are extremely important.
Oh yeah, that gewa kanjeji juba yinaya, that dumba ni la samlo tangne, roa, shenden tuus, dumba gewa kanjeji juba yinaya, ani changju semgi ju ni la samlo tangne. 장주 쌤기 주의 조언이 돼 주의 수월하다 장주 쌤기다 주당 주의 등바당 충댕 등바니 일 조 삼로 땅네 아니 개와 두바이나 티 기농 다가랑 고체 말로 개와 간제 지 두바이나 장주 쌤기 등반이 된게 장주기 쌤스기오래 어 등반이 된게 장주 쌤스기 등반이라 삼로 땅네 아니 대당 팀바지 아니 개와 두바이나 아니 기농 다가랑 디오다 남게 장주기 쌤스에 디레
So here, whatever virtue we do, we should have these two kinds of aspirations motivating it. So again, there is the kind of sort of a causal aspiration, which is wishing for others to be freed from their sufferings, wanting to benefit others. And then there's the sort of main aspiration that is concordant with the attitude of bodhicitta, of wanting to attain enlightenment in order to sort of fulfill that kind of other aspiration. So here, by reflecting on these two, if we have these two aspirations present, then we have generated this attitude of bodhicitta. And so reflecting on those two, generating those two, is an important step in developing our attitude of bodhicitta.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. 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 어다든지 매번 인정 되니다 개와 간대 집주가 있나야 기농 디기 권에 심바이나 다 기농 약쇼의 차기 요래서 어디다 인정다 차 딘데 지금 권에 되니 어다 나도 값을 봐봐 되니 드린 게 최진데 아니 기농 딘데 지금 권에 심바슈스
So, as I described this most kind of like holy or precious attitude, we should strive to give rise to this kind of attitude of bodhicitta. Whatever sort of virtue that we are undertaking, we should have this kind of a reflect on these two aspirations and trying to generate those two, and thus this attitude of bodhicitta. So here, as per usual, we should try to set such an attitude for listening to these teachings on
Shantideva that we have arrived at here. Yeah, that was a couple of people that were in the Tongbani Kola. Oh, 류기 랑신을 제바체네 되니 류랑 아 리기 랑신 류기 아 내루를 제바체네 류 동반이 꼬미에 어 딘데 류 류기 내루를 제바체네 아니 랑신기 동바 꼬미에 텔라 류 잡반이 샤스요 다 아니 류 초와 잡반이 샤스에데 아니 초와 대도 깨위 깝라 아니 초위 규당 초위 모당 초와스에데 간델 때문에 깨기도 초위 규를 제바체 소화시에 또 렉발을 때문에 얘기요래 렉발라디 리기 렉발 좀 많이 봐 왕비 왕초와 시바 투당 왕비 왕보 투당 다 강다르자 왕보 투당 아니 유태바 다 강다르자 렉발 렉발시에 대 간지질라 쓰기를 했으나 유당 왕보다 남시에 투 유투 왕보 투 남시에 투 예 태발라 때 유당 왕보 태발라 때네 남시에 얘기요래 와 남바시바 강다르장 유당 남시에다 왕보숨 딘데 두발라 때네 아니 초와 대두시에데 레기요 인상 다디조 유와 초위 규 유다 왕보 체마제 체바 덴바 투마두 덴바 랑신기 체마제 아니 디다 왕보 디다다 시에바 디다 랑신기 투마두 소다 초와 템바니샤 곰디 조 제바치에 가상 만조 템바니샤 시랍데 시에데 균젠디 디 템바니샤 스디 지당 전반에 샬라 전배 뒤바요 요래 때또 믹발라 제직도 전배 전배 믹바데 변나 초와라 제바치기는 전배 믹유 초와데 마제바 심네 아니 시럽기 뒤등네 다제 제바 인장 아니 전반에 샬 시디 잠바 아니 콜레 시럽당 전반이 숭제지 권에 아니 유기 랑신 나 제바 제바 인장 아니
So, So here, as for where we have arrived at in the text, we're at this ninth chapter, which is discussing emptiness. And in particular, out of the various sort of topics, we are on what are called the four mindfulnesses, or the four close placements of mindfulness. So we saw first going through the placement, the close mindfulness of body, looking at sort of whether or not our body has some kind of inherent existence, examining the nature of our body, the various constituents of the body and so forth, searching to see whether such a body has any kind of inherent existence as such. So that kind of examination of our aggregates of our physical body was the close mindfulness of the body. And next we've moved on to the close mindfulness of feelings. And so here our feelings arise, the examination of feelings involves looking at the sort of causes of our feelings, the nature of our feelings, and how those feelings come about. So here we've gotten to this point where we're looking at the kind of how is it that feelings arise. So our feelings are generated through contact, and this isn't just like the contact of our physical body with an object, but if we think about like our eye sense power, our ear sense power, and so forth, those contacting an object is what gives rise to our feelings. It's actually the coming together of a sense power, an object, and its consciousness that give rise to a feeling of happiness or suffering and so forth. And so in order to generate a feeling, we need to have all of those things sort of meeting and coming together. And here we've turned to examining, well, is that kind of contact something that is inherently existent? Is the sense power inherently existent, or the object inherently existent, the consciousness? And thus examining whether or not our feelings are inherently existent. So again, when it comes to this word mindfulness, as we've seen in the from Vasubandhu's Abhidharmakosha, that mindfulness is actually something that involves wisdom, that involves analysis. Often we think of mindfulness as being something where one is just single-pointedly holding focus on an object, but really what we're talking about here in the practice, these close placements of mindfulness, involves holding an object without forgetting it, and then engaging with that object through analysis, with our wisdom analyzing the nature of that object and so forth. So when we refer to mindfulness, like mindfulness of the feelings in the body and so forth, it's not just holding that object without forgetting it, but it's holding the object without forgetting and engaging in a kind of analysis of that.
Oh yeah, ta nga zo tinde yin zan khasan ta kare rang xin me ba gomba la tamba se de re sik che di ro wa
la re
o
so
ro rang o chowa rang xin me ba gombi na jo la ne ba tamba ta khasan nga zo chowa demba chu ma chu mang bo ta che chen ba o ta tinde yin zan ta ti chowa rang xin me ba gombi ani na jo la tamba la de chowa rang xin me ba gom go re se o ta na jo la ta Tini, what a changing lotion. Tini chin and din, Nimbo namje, dicom days. Namta shingle chuma is someday nanjo by his says. That junzen teaching us, that gangla, manzo toa temper too much mambo imba. Ah, toa dewar and shingi tuna, do not give you come never. Do not run shingi tuna, dewa give you come never, said that mambo, the genje dig it chimby, gem mambo, you are, oh, gen, dinde yevi chinna, temper tuna, that gen into your ears. That dinde yinzan tsuwa rang shingi ma zhuba ti chi na di yini nyembo namche di kumde yis tsuwa rang shingi zhuba zimbi denpa zimbi denzing di ki nyembo ani nambar jeba ani tsuwa rang shingi meba tokwi lo di gomgo re yis o di si gore
So here then we've arrived at the topic of encouraging or sort of giving the practitioner the advice to remain in this kind of yoga or sort of meditative analysis on the lack of inherent existence of feelings. And this comes in verse 92. And so here, the sort of reasonings that were described above, it says, therefore, this analysis is cultivated as an antidote for that false conception perception of intrinsic existence. The meditative absorption that arises from the field of discriminative investigation is the food of the contemplative. So here, this kind of analysis that we had engaged in before, discussing the nature of feelings, whether they have some kind of inherent existence. If, for example, happiness were inherently existent, then how could suffering ever arise? And if it were the case that suffering were inherently existent, how could happiness ever arise, and so forth. And so here, looking at the way in which there is no inherent existence, or these are empty, this kind of analysis acts as an antidote for that grasping at some kind of inherent existence. This is what should be cultivated. The antidote for that grasping at things as having that sort of real inherent existence is what allows, is sort of like the food or what the nourishment for a contemplative.
Oh yeah, that indeed. That rashi meba tsowa rashi ji tuba tsimi nyembo rashi tsowa rashi meba tokbi lo de gomgo res kain sina tsowa rashi ta kamdar jan rang tsowa rashi meba tokbi namda shingle chungwa yi siye de ane samden nanjo bayi se sta nambar ta shing jeba le chungwi ane ta pe tsowa pe na tsowa zhawo jila ta je chene nambar ta ne ane tsowa rashi meba tokbi ane karsure lole chungwi rashin meba tapale chungwi tan sowa la ta che chene sowa rashin ji thuma tu tapale chungwi ani sowa rashin meba topi lo de ro sowa rashin meba topi lo de nge tan bu sowa la rashin thuma tu ta che che bi ting ne ge bu ro ma ta ba ton ni to bi she ra se ji ge yo ma re ton ni to bi she ra se de che ba che bi je la ge bu ro That could shed up in the shed up in the Zamba, Jeba Chevy, Jeb, Jeb. That in the Dombany Toby Lode, Tsoa Rashi Meba Toby Lode, Tsoa Rashi Tuma, Jeba Chevala, Dene, and a Chungi is number Dashing Jebala Chungi, Nam Dashing Le Chungwa is yet. Oh, Dindigi, and a Dashing Jebala Chungi, Tsoa Rashi Meba Toba Miana, Dombany La Mikbi, and it had donkey Lotadan. 딘디기 삽동기 로 대당 아니 시네 니 숨도 되네 실라 숨도 숨도 되네 아니 검용디 잠바 아니 연대한 공내 공도 폐기래스 디 딘디기 실라 숨제기 아 띵에 진데 아니 만조다 맞습니다 세다 세다 집바 빼나 리 가르소 리 초와 제바다 리 약제도라 세게 요라 Oh, Shila Sunday, Tekwa Chimbi, Sinamindu, that Yendem Kuma Yarje, Kumbe to Joala, Shila Sunday Kugiore, Shila Sunday, Yendem Kone Kundu Pegiore. Oh, Dina Shincheni, Shila Sunday Telani, Samden Nanjo by says, Nanjo be says, Yehota, Shila Sunday is Samden Dela, Anni, Karsureta, Nanjo be says, Ming Tabare, Chidam. What a dinimaya tengito, Chidang ding it in Korayan said his. Sell a she or raw. Come to say, simply say, ding it in his say. What a come to say, and a color cut to put to the chimney side raw. Ding simply say, Ladisamba, simply say, Ladisamba, color side, your mother, Kashayan, Lee Togi, Dindaji, some look could have chicky. What a ding it in his say, she. What thing is in the says the any thing is in the Jirin Botawa Nisum Yambachuna Chogoto and never told in the Yungir. Oh, did you think it's in say? Counter Jan Shila Sunday, some day the Najo by his say and red thing is in his say, counter that thing is in his say and red. Young come to say down Javi Lito or Cheva Yinza, Pet Ted and Jawa, and Shila Sunday let then a Yendem Kuma Ya Kundu Peva. 남긴 건 또 세일 때는 리페 공도 페와 디다 빼자버려 어디 디래
So here then in this verse 92 again this analysis so investigating whether or not our feelings and so forth are inherently existent this kind of realization comes from our having engaged in discriminative investigation So again, it says this, the meditative absorption that arises from the field of discriminative investigation is the food of the contemplative. So in order to gain this kind of realization that understands the lack of inherent existence of our feelings or of our body and so forth, that is something that arises only through our investigation and analysis. We can't give rise to that kind of mind without engaging in analysis. We can't have understanding without that kind of investigation. And so the realization of emptiness, the realization of the lack of inherent existence of our feelings that comes, is it acts as an antidote to our holding them to be inherently existent. And so this kind of special insight that observes the way that things are arises out of our investigation and analysis, and independence upon conjoining that with what we call special or calm abiding. That special insight and calm abiding, the conjunction of those, allows us to meditate on what are called the meditative concentrations. And in the same way that food acts as a support for our bodies, it sustains and helps our bodies grow. This sort of union of calm abiding and special insight acts as a sort of food for the increase of our various qualities. So when we have developed this kind of meditative concentration that comes from the union of calm abiding, which is like a stabilizing meditation, and this special insight where we've engaged in an analysis and investigation, in the same kind of way that we need food to sustain ourselves and to increase our body, this acts as like food for our development of higher qualities. And so here there's actually, as a side note, various types of food that are described within Buddhist texts. So we could have food that is actual food that we are eating with our mouth, the sort of satisfaction or satiation that comes from eating physical food. Then there's a sort of like satisfaction, a satisfied feeling. That's something that's not necessarily a bodily kind of thing, but could be a mental thing. And then there is the kind of food that is meditative absorption, or deep sort of meditative stabilization, wherein it's said that practitioners who have achieved this kind of meditative state are able to not eat for months at a time and still remain alive. So there's some sort of sustenance that comes from that. But here, just speaking kind of metaphorically, this investigation and analysis that one engages in, conjoined with a kind of calm abiding, stabilizing meditation, acts as like food for the development of higher qualities. And therefore, we should make an effort to engage in this kind of practice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dindin za tinga zindi tamadi le luge, tinga zindi, shilasunde, tinga zindi, nanjo di topa kone kondu pewa cheba inzang, ane zeta pechaore. Ah, tetam du masa yang, tinga zingi se, koraya namji se, ses lana tita tu, tinga zin ses yores, tinga zindi tamadi lugeva tua ino, siche. That tena ton tamadi lugeva, lugeang geva tua ino, siti. Ani silasum jigi tingin zin isaya res yeto wada te. Tena tongni tone zechik du nyamba chokwa la beba chawos. Ta tongni tobi je la tini namji ta shine manzo zechik du. Ta tongni la bibi shine esina mindu tini zechik du gomiyate. Tambo jekum suura manzo namji jekum da chokum. Tambo nge la jekum kachewa. 제금 전에 아니 예반예비 제라 되니 조금 가져 가져 쓰러다 가져오래 제직도 되니 쌤 마잉바 다 밑바 제직도 되 남긴게 신에다 돈이라 밑비 신에 어다디 제 개침불에 신에 깨워도 어 되나 돈이 돈에 아니 제직도 냠바 줘봐라 배바 차오 쓰면 담보 돈이 냠 담보 돈이 맞더나 돈이라 제직도 되 그런 요말로 와 돈이 단단 먼저 들어오지라 돈이 검라나 제발 마 제발 돈이 검네 제지도 되나야 네 돈이 말어 제지라 돈이 맞더나 다 간절로 이제 돈이 맹게지라 제지도 되기로 어 다 돈이 못해네 아니 동반이라 제지도 가서 제지도 다 쓰면 되네 네 검고래 해서 어디든 장애라 아 동반이 땅 텐다 템바니샤도 나라시 류 템바니샤도 샘 템바니샤 소 템바니샤 스탠다 곰바나 신체니 아 가르지 곰바이나 녜라 유 유데라 아니 제바치에 개체고 다시 제바 유디 아 만도 남기 디스기와 남다르 코스무스 유디 모 규모 데부 스나데 첼레스나 디레 균지 유디 모 첼레 규모 데부스 어 유디기다 남다르 코스무나 아니 제바치에데 아니 개체부쇼레스 제비 제라 네바니스나 디니체지도 줘야데 개체부레스 오데스
So here, in terms of understanding this line that says that the meditative absorption that arises from the field of discriminative investigation is the food of the contemplative, we can understand that in kind of like a metaphoric way, recognizing that having gained this kind of meditative state, wherein one is conjoined calm abiding and special insight, this acts as like food in the way that food acts as sustaining and developing our body. This meditative state acts as food for the development of higher qualities. But there's also the sort of sense in which it's asserted that this kind of meditative absorption, when we gain those sorts of meditative stabilizations, those actually literally can act as food for the body, such that one could be able to stay in that meditative state without needing physical food for a long time. And so, therefore, having realized emptiness, it says here in the commentary, then one should make an effort to place the mind in single-pointed equanimity. So again, this is something where we have talked about these two kinds of meditation, where we have analytical sort of meditation, where one is engaging in analysis of an object, investigating and looking at that in many different ways, as well as placement meditation, wherein one is taking a single an object and remaining on that with single-pointed focus. So first, it's really important that we engage in a kind of analytical meditation, because if we say, oh, I'm going to meditate on emptiness, if we don't have an understanding of emptiness, there's no way you can have a single-pointed placement kind of meditation on emptiness. You have to engage in this kind of analysis in order to come to some sort of certainty. Any kind of understanding arises through that sort of analytical process. So although both analytical meditation and placement meditation are important, as beginners, it's really crucial that we engage in a kind of analytical meditation in order to gain certainty, such that we could then engage in, say, meditative stabilization, just placement meditation on that particular topic. So whether it's looking at the mindfulness of the body or mindfulness of feelings, the mind, etc., or whether we're engaging in analysis, typically analysis involves looking at the sort of cause of things, the nature of things, the result of things, any sort of analysis like that needs to precede a kind of single-pointed meditation on that topic, because one needs to gain the kind of certainty through analysis that allows one to then just place the mind single-pointedly.
Oh yeah, that is gelatin, it's so we gula, that's so we rangshins and a teacher, but that's so we gula, durangshinji tuba kapas, that's so we gude, not so what they were a temper zingi yora, so what they were a temper zine, they were the tendy chair, they were tomde, she watch it, devi chit, petro, she watch it. Dungala temper zine, dungata tandy, pe, dungala mituba shook chimbo, ani, dungata tandy, petin chigura. Dewala cha, dewa tempa zine, tsua dewala tempa sune, dewala cha. Dunga la tempa zine, dunga tante la cha, dunga la tante la cha. Oh, dinde inzang, that dinde ki tsua deduk la tempa zimbi, zimba, zinye di gyu kare la tene yungi yore, siti zamba, tsua tempa chuba ji yena, dewa ta dunga tempa chuba yena, gyu tempa chuba ji le kye kuruwa. Gyu tenpa chuba chikile, debu tenpa chuba chik, kye gore mato, tsobi gyu tenpa matung na, debu tenpa chubye meba yinzang, gyu tenpa matung na, ane tsoa tenpa chubye, tsobi gyu tenpa matung na, ane tsoa koran dedu koran, dedu ki tsoa yang, dewa tenpa chubye, yonki marwa. O dinde yinzang, ta tsoa tenpa chubye yimin de, ngen tangpo tsobi gyu de, ane rangshin ki chubye yimin la, jeba chikiyo res.
So, Then next we turn to refuting that the cause of our feelings is inherently established. So when we have various feelings, if we see them, if we perceive them to be really truly existent, like we say, see our pleasure or our suffering as really truly existent, then we're going to be very attached to that pleasure, say, and strive to gain that pleasure. Or if we have a sense that our sufferings are truly existent, we're going to try to, how is it that we could get rid of that suffering if it were really, truly existent? And so here, this analysis of the kind of causes of our various feelings looks at, well, if the feeling, say the feeling of pleasure or a feeling of suffering is truly existent, then the cause that leads to that also has to be truly existent. And so here, engaging in that kind of analysis, looking at, well, could the cause itself be truly existent, and so forth, one is then able to refute the kind of true establishment of our feelings.
Oh yeah, that didn't mean that. So we saw the kawala game, you're listening, and the tender yellow junior. Repeat in the toa seer. Regular tenet, regular table tenet, and it's so at you. Raw, then the maribi tendi duce, ducegi tendi, namshe, namshe latene, mingdan soup, mingsuki tente, tini, mingsuki tente latene, jejetu, jejetu latene, regba, regba latene, toa, toa latene, sepa, lemba, siba, tende yala to nirimba de, regba latene, toa, siba. Sepa tang, soa tang, rekpa tang, o tizu sangma, tape. The chidan tende la juni rede, inayan soi, soi yui zote, rekpa, soi debu zote, sepa. O da direta, soi yude, soa yukare latene sune, tepa, rekpa latene, jumare. That soa latene, debu karetigres, and animanzuki, dejati to sangma, soa latene, jigger, soa devala cha. Dungala Tandi Chap, Tawa Debi Deja Ye, Dewala Tondigi Deja Ye, or the Yongi Yonza, so we do the reparates.
So here then, when we examine where it is that our feelings come about or how they come about, when we look at the 12 links of dependent origination, we see that the primary cause of feeling is contact. So when we have the coming together again of a sense power and an object, as well as the consciousness, we're going to give rise to a feeling. So again, in the 12 links of dependent origination, we have ignorance, which then causes us to give rise to karmic formations, and that in turn leads to consciousness, which gives rise to name and form, in turn giving rise to the six sense bases, and on that basis we then have contact, and contact is what gives rise to feeling, and our feelings are then what lead us to give rise to craving and grasping, which leads to subsequent existence and then birth, aging, and death. And so in these 12 links of dependent origination, looking at our feelings, I mean, this is a kind of continual cycle of cause and effect, but the primary cause of our feelings is contact. When we have contact between the sense bases and an object and a consciousness, we're going to give rise to feelings. And in turn, feelings act as a cause for the result of having craving for pleasurable feelings, craving that wishes to be free from suffering, and craving for existence. So these all arise from the kind of feelings. So when we're looking at this sort of a causal process of how feelings come about, we see that the primary cause of feelings is contact, and the primary result of our feelings is this sense of craving. And so here, this is what will be examined in these verses, beginning with the kind of causes of our feelings.
오야 다 되게 강다장 아 렉바 초와스에 대 렉발라 주마레스 렉발레 렉바스에 대 유당 왕보다 유다 왕보다 시바숨 냠도 촛발레 때네 아니 렉바스에 대 용기요 빼나 아 유이도 왕와 직체 파기나 유직체 아니 유텔라 미기 왕보체 왕보텔라 땜비 미기 시바숨 냠도 초용디 때네 미기 미기 셰바티 딱제 미기 왕보텔라 때네 파기 수데 수데 통용디 잠바다 거니 코토숨 캐바스기레 유당 왕보당 남시숨 뒤직도 캐바람 양 뒤직도 냠도 초용디 잠바 다 초아진데기레 아니 파기 유통에기 유데 이동와에나 아 인제나 야갈라 섬니 아니 대자데 이게 다 유대당 유대당 왕보당 남시숨 초비 갑기 유대 이도 묘하지기나 아니 대숨 냠도 채발라 때네 아니 가르서 둥아께네 초와 둥아께네 아니 둥아래 찬데기 양세바 대자직게 오다 금답장 초와 시에데 먼저 초와 초와 대와 초와당 야 초와다 두가 초와 시에데도 유당 왕보당 왕보텔라 땜비 남시에 숨데 촉발라 땜네 아니 용기요 빼나 지심부터네 칼락 칼락이 지심부터이나 파기 지칼락이 지대당 왕보 촉그래 왕보 맞잖아 지심불라 잡이 잡아 나 나이 왕보라 깨야나 칼락 팀바 팀바 심부지에나야 팀바 심부텔라 잡이 되자요 말해 팀바 심부데 저렇게 말어와 왕보라 깨셔 왕보 마냥바 유대 예바 아니 나위 왕 나위 셰바 헬라 때문에 셰바 여바이는 아니 티신보도 처기였나 아니 티신보라 잡이 잡아 초와들레디 티신보 처디 아니 데라 잡이 잡아데 아니 세신보라 잡이 잡아 시나미도 초와라 잡이 잡아도 티라 잡이 잡아도 레기요라 오 인장 아 강달장 다 소위 유대 디스므레스 렉바데레스 유당 렉바 렉발라디 유다 왕보당 남시에순 체바 유다 왕보 체바 남시에당 유 체바 디스무 가루직 맞잖아 양 유다 왕보니 직보 체발레 초와 얘기 말해 남시에당 냠도 체발 야 남시에당 유 체니 왕보 매바이나 왕보 맞잖아 다 남시 대회장 체요 말아 야 유 매바 남시에당 왕보 예나 양 유대 맞잖아 초와 얘기요 강다장 소화제원을 유황남 시에서 체크해서 어디 디스고를
So here, when we look at how we give rise to feelings, feelings are dependent upon the coming together of the three things. We have our sense power, whether it's our visual, audio, nasal, and so forth, the object of that sense power, as well as the consciousness that is able to give rise to feeling with regard to that particular object. So if we say, for example, there's a visual object that we perceive as being pleasant, in order to have a feeling of pleasure toward that object, we need to have the coming together of our visual sense power, as well as our visual consciousness, and meeting with that object, and then we will perceive or have a feeling about that object. Or similarly, if it's some sort of unpleasant object, we perceive that object as unpleasant based upon the coming together of that unpleasant object, our sense power, and the particular consciousness. And then, based upon the coming together of those three, we can say give rise to the desire or sort of the craving to be rid of that unpleasant thing. So again, it's dependent upon having these three things come together, having contact between those that act as the cause of having feeling. So say if we have... for example, an object that is like a really delicious smelling plate of food, we have to have a working nasal sense of power in order to be able to smell that food and then based upon that, have we, I guess you would call it the nasal consciousness that perceives that object as something pleasant. If you don't have one of those three things, you're not going to give rise to a feeling. So if, for example, there's a plate of really nice smelling food, but there's some sort of problem with one's nose sense power, then you're not going to give rise to a kind of feeling with regard to that food. Or if, say, you have a totally working nose, as well as the consciousness that is on the basis of that, but there's no object, you don't meet with anything, then you're not going to give rise to a feeling. So contact, which again we see as being the meeting of, the coming together of a particular sense power, an object of that sense power, and its respective consciousness, those are the things that have to come together in order for us to be able to have a perception or a feeling of something. So again, if we just have the object and the sense power but no consciousness, there's not going to be feeling. Or if we just have the sense power and the consciousness but no object, there will be no feeling. Feeling is dependent upon these three coming together.
Oh yeah, that is it. That in you that the jail that change you get the caris that one boat that you tap or a tap that tap my tap us here the country tap or a and it tap us here the number two not to the tanya what that cut the one day part channel that I come to tap a jurus part on jet the tap or a part me but tap or is one boat a turn tap or a tap a latin it so a jura one boat that you tap a part on jet the tap or a part me but tap or is what a part on channel any. 체바 말에 바로 매바 체나니 아니 체자다 체제스나 감기 체바다 체시 유니 직차기래 바로 매나 군이다 바로 매나 참외로 와 군이 참외 두젠 두젠 참외로 와 왕비 두당 바기 유기 두니데 티 두이나래 로이 두이나래 수기 두이나래 강다자 왕비 두당 유기 두니 두 참외 인장 바로당 째나니 체바 말에 파르메나니 아니 체제다 체제 요 말에 직착이 돼서 뭐다 디스 얘기 저기 찍듯 된데 된다 찍듯 돼서다.
So we're going to have to wrap it up for the day, but just what is coming in terms of the analysis of contact here is looking at, well, if we're talking about feeling arises from contact, then what is the nature of this contact between our sense power, consciousness, and the object? So in 93, it starts with, if there is an interval of space between the sense organs and sensory objects, where is there contact between the two? So if we say that there's space between these two things, it's not like they actually directly come into contact, well then the question arises, well then how is there contact if they don't actually meet with each other? But if there is no interval, like there's no space between these two things, then they would become one, in which case what could contact what? So again, this is asserted on the basis of those that would say that there are like partless particles that accumulate or aggregate in order to make coarse forms and so forth. But if you assert partless particles, then what can actually meet with what? When two things come together, rather than being able to have some kind of contact, they would actually just collapse and become one. And if you have just one thing, how can you talk about contact between, say, a sense power and its object and so forth? So this is the sort of analysis that Shantideva will lead us through as we go, as we continue into this investigation.
Yeah, that.
We're going to continue with the Jyotir Puja, so thanking Mandala, the middle of page 13.